Well, that's as conclusive as it gets.
I thought that was our best performance since early season, when we were playing in a relaxed manner and a confident manner. And I thought that was probably one of the best wins of the year, because I actually, if you look at their team on paper, and you look at the individuals I have out there, and you look at their record over the last 10 games, I would actually think they would go on, and I would definitely tip them to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, because I was speaking to the PC about yesterday, and he's saying that Braintree were unlucky to draw last week, that last minute goal.
We had them watch and they battered easily.
Yeah.
So, I must admit, I think myself and Bash both had a bad feeling about today's game, as in, this is a real tricky one. Yeah. We've been good on the road. But now we need to... you know, this was a big one to win today, because the others had all win, I think, and they probably did.
We lost,
but dinner?
Need to keep the momentum ahead of the Chelsea game.
Exactly. It would have been a shame if we slip up either today or at Bishop's Stortford prior to Chelsea. The target was always to be within catching distance of Chelsea, and we've effectively done that now. It was difficult for me. It'd be difficult for me to highlight anybody today. I thought our all-round performance, considering we picked injuries. You know, our two centre-halves that have been solid over this run are both injured now. So, you know, Jack Lavelle's injured, and so is Judgey. I think Jack Lavelle might be back for next Saturday, and Judgey just got a bruising on the toast. It's how bad it is, I don't know. Kennedy's also picked an injury up today. So considering we had to juggle about a bit, we kept the momentum and we kept the passing, and I thought some of our passing, funnily enough, in the two games we played against them, we played very well. Played well at their place. 1-0 should have been more. And today you just, you know, I'm sure Kedwell and Main will get all the plaudits, but we defended well. I think we limited them to two strikes, a wonderful goal and a fantastic save down there. But you could see how dangerous they were. They're a good side. And we limited them to, I thought, about two real good opportunities.
Casavieri's Kennedy's injury or
it's
or
not. A bad deadly. It was a bad tackle. Blimey. There was a couple of shocking tackles in the first half.
Justice done, thankfully, from the...
And justice was done on the free kick, yeah. So, and Sam, you know, Sam playing right back, centre midfield with 10 goals will be... that's a massive bonus to us. And you look at... it's difficult to equate, but the timing of Sam's goals, he always gets the first goal, you know, which is wow, and then there you go.
Score the first 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah, well, we don't score a lot of early goals, do we? But so really, really delighted with the performance, and that's the performance of the whole squad. We're going to be making one or two changes on Tuesday. I'm not going to try and do a Rafa, but we are going to rest one or two. Goddard and Finn can't play back-to-back games, so they'll be rested. A little bit worried about Jason Goodliffe. I thought he was fantastic, back to his old self today. But Tuesday will come around pretty quickly, won't it? You know.
So is there no chance of Elliot or Finn?
No, Finn will play. No, Finn will play. Well, I'll try and juggle him about, right. So it'll be...
Now training Monday.
No. Joking, yeah. so we juggle them about. Yeah. I don't class that Finn as having, you know, 15 minutes on there, and Goddard's and maybe have 15 minutes. We try and give them an hour a game. That's what we try and do.
Strength of the squad is shining through at the moment, as you say. You're able to rotate Finney.
Even having the four centre halves, we need four centre halves, yeah.
Now you're looking for, obviously, Alan Lindsay is
No, it's nice. Alan, it took him a while to get his head in going today, because he hadn't played for a month. But it was nice to have Al back and fit. That would be good. So he'll definitely get a game on Tuesday.
But the other three, you said Goodliffe's injured, possibly coming.
No, Goodliffe's fit, but it's old. You know, it's old. It's like, you know, if I'm going to play Jay against Bishop's, sorry, Chelmsford, is it a great idea to fly him Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday? It ain't, is it? You know, so I'll have to look at that. And they'll declare him, because they're old war horses, they'll declare themselves fit for all the games.
But Jake, Tuesday too soon again?
Tuesday, I would like Jake to have some kind of run out Tuesday to give him a chance Saturday. And I don't really know what my best pairing is. I look at you know, Judge and LaBelle, you suggest owing to games that that's the best pairing. But, you know, Inzi and Goodliff give me a lot of height as well. So.
It's a massive incentive knowing on Tuesday night you can go top ahead of Saturday, if you want.
It would be nice to go into the game thinking, you know, you didn't have to win, but we'll be going into the game thinking we've got to beat Chelmsford anyway, so it's no good asking other people to beat Chelmsford if we can't beat them ourselves.
Do you have any worries at the moment?
I worry about me forwards at the minute, in as much as those two are on fire and I've got nothing behind it. Bilal's picked a knock-up again, which is hardly the first time in living history. He won't be fit this week.
What's up then?
God knows. Hammy's back related, but it's like, so he's not available with these three games, and I'm thinking, I'm pushing me luck. I would love to rest one of them in one game. I would love to have took Keds off today, done all that run. I would like to have took Keds off today, but I couldn't. So I have a worry about whether we have enough cover. If we lost the main or Kedra, we'd have to go and get someone.
Do you worry at all about anyone sort of snapping John up, giving his...
Well, they're not going to be sold, are they? As simple as that. It'd have to be. Somebody would have to... Jimmy Bullard's worth $5 million. I don't know what mine is worth.
Has there been any interest, John Mann?
No, we've had... Honestly, we I can hand and heart say we haven't had an inquiry from any pro club for any of our players, and long may that continue.
Well, are you expecting any? Really? At this rate?
No.
Going to have 40 goals for the end of the season.
Well, someone needs to come and put a lot of money down in, don't they?
And price tag, have you got in your mind?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. My price tag is getting promotion for this, you know, helping us to promotion. You know, if somebody give me 50k now, where do I get someone that's going to score 35 goals? And that ain't about. I couldn't even go in the Football League and go, okay, I'll take him for 40k. He ain't going to score like mine. He, man, he's just a machine, isn't he?
You read what Danny Kidwell said in the NLP?
Yeah, I thought he's dead right. Absolutely dead right. About all my players, he was dead right. Finney's brilliant when he wants to be. Chris is Chris. Sam is Sam. Sam today was awesome. Wasn't he? You know, right back, centre up, midfield, running it. And then, you know, you're talking about Quinton, Piper, who's the other one in there? Williams. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, Upton's took a wonderful goal there, isn't he? Out of nothing. You know, so every time we play him, he gets one chance, sticks it away. Brilliant. Thanks very much.
That was brilliant. Cheers.